From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. There's news Israel plans to go ahead with thousands of new housing units in East Jerusalem. That's in spite of a UN resolution that called those settlements illegal. That resolution passed on Friday after the U.S. abstained from voting or vetoing. The whole affair has stoked anger in Israel and threats of retaliation from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has more on the economics behind these settlements.
Some of the most tangible economic consequences are about housing. The settlers themselves are often getting nice new housing for cheap, and construction is a big business. Annie Slumrod, Middle East editor at Irin, says if you go to one of the big settlements, you'll see advertisements for lots of Israeli real estate companies.
There's a lot of money to be made there. That's clear.
And she says the largest economic consequences overall are on Palestinians, who are limited in terms of work and freedom of movement in ways the Israeli settlers are not. Despite the UN resolution, Israel is giving permits to the first 600 of these new homes, and each time more of the settlements go forward, there is a backlash. But Ian Bremmer with the Eurasia Group says the calls to boycott and divest from Israel won't have a big effect.
I think a year ago that was a real concern.
He says the political tides have turned somewhat. And he says Israel's threats against countries who voted for the UN resolution are also mostly diplomatic and not economic. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.